Okay, we are up to mitzvah Taf Samach Zayin 467. The Isser of Lo Sisgodedu. We'll see the Pshuto Shel Mikra and the underlying Isser that is somewhat more well known. Says the Torah in Perek Yud Dalet of Devarim, Banim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. You are children of Hashem. That's an introduction to a mitzvah. Banim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. Lo Sisgodedu. Do not self injure or self inflict yourself. Velosasimu karcha, and don't make yourself bald. That'll be the next mitzvah. But we'll focus on the first two words here. Lo siskodadu. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Lo sitnu gedida viseret bivsarchem. Do not put a mark or a scratch on your flesh. Al mace, because you are sad, you are devastated that one lost a relative. You're not allowed to do that. Kederach shaha amoriim osim, like the Amorites do. Why lafisha atem banav shel makom? You are children of Hashem. V'yatem ruuyim lihiyos na'im. You are ra'uy to be na'eh v'lo gedudim u'mukurachim. Not scratched or mutilated. So the Mefarshim point out that really this Isser appears two places in the Torah with two different Lashonos, but the Gemara and we Paskin like the Shita that says in Maseches Makos that there's really one Isser. The Torah tells us in Emar, Uviv Saram lo Yisritu Sarates. Same idea. The Kohanim have that Isser, and this one is said to all Jews, but really it applies to all Bnei Yisrael. Not to mark themselves, not to self-inflict, self-injure oneself out of sadness, out of depression due to a mace, or not just only due to a mace, but as we'll see, as related to Avodah Zarah. Says the Sefer Achinuch, Shalola hiskodeid gufenu, kemo sheyasu ovdei Avodah Zarah, not to injure our bodies, like the ovdei Avodah Zarah do, val zeh ne'emar lo siskodedu, v'nechpa lav zeh b'mila acheres, sh'ne'emar, as it says in Emar, v'serah lo nefesh l'sidnu b'psarachem. And the Gemara in Yevamah says, and it quotes for lo siskodedu, and in Makis, srita v'gedida davar echadhu, v'sham no'emar, shahaso reit alameis, if somebody marks themselves, scratches themselves, injures themselves, because they are depressed about a mace, bein biyad, bein bekli chayev, the Isser d'Orais is even biyad. Avodah Zarah might only be bekli, because that's dumya to the ovdei Avodah Zarah. Shekein ha'i min hagam lehiskodein lefei Avodah Zarah bekli. And the chinuch continues, though, what happens if I'm doing this act, if I'm self-injuring myself, not for a mace, not for Avodah Zarah, just for some other, somebody lost $1 million? The Isser d'Oraisa is only these two cases. Misgoded al meis al avodah zarah. Avalam is goded below taina. If it's for no reason, omito kaas, or he's just angry. Al beso shenafal, his house fell down. Osvinaso shetava, he lost a tremendous investment. Afal pishu davar nimas biyoser umechuar veasur. Even though it is terrible and ugly and not something for a Ben Torah to be involved in, and he uses the word asur, ein chiyav alav alzeh. What does asur there mean? Probably sounds like an Isser d'Rabbanan. But the Isser d'Oraisa of Lo Sisgodedu is only when it comes to mace or avodah zarah. There's an Isser of chavala, of wounding a fellow Jew. Does that apply to oneself? That's a good question. But either way, this is the Isser of Lo Sisgodedu, the literal. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. What's behind this mitzvah? The Isser of self-injury. Kidei. So that Shalom Nase Banu Shem Inyan Ba'olam Domeh Lo Avodah Zarah. Number one, we shouldn't be like the Avodah Zarah. They scratch themselves. They cause blood to come out. Hashem never asked that from ourselves. Bris Milah is something separate, something unique. It's at the beginning of our life. It is an oath that stays there forever. You might say, isn't that like a violation of Lo Sisgodedu? But no, but the Torah commanded that. Hashem told us to do that. That's the only exception, so to speak, to the rule, Bris Milah. Because that is an oath that HaKadosh, and Avraham Avinu started it as the first Jew. But once after that, besides that, it is all connected to Avodah Zarah. And also, most simanim, I might add, are public simanim to show. Bris Milah is somewhat private. It's between you and Hashem. It's obviously not about being like one of the other religious actions and behaviors, because that's all about doing it on one's forehead and somewhere outside, so it's known that this is the religion that I'm part of. No, we don't do that. Everything outside is is keeping the guf whole. Mishar Shei Mitzvah, again, so it's not, it's to be not like a Ode Avodah Zarah, and he connects it to those who shave their heads, Vakavas HaRosh. V'nimnam Gedida Al Meis, and what about Al Meis? Ki lo ya'us la'am ha'nivchar ba'alei chachmas ha'torah ha'yikara. It's not appropriate for the chosen nation, the ones who are the wise ones who studied the Torah, lehitztaer bedavar mimaisa hakel, to be mitztaer if I wanted something Hashem does. Every death is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rak al inyan shesivanu balitztaer ba. Only I wanted Hashem told us to be mitztaer about. But other than that, we're not supposed to be. He understands, the Ramban writes beferish here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that we're going to be somewhat bitzar and bechi after a relative dies, but there's a limit. Says the Ramban, "V'lo yaser akasav abechi ki teva yisorer livkos bepirid ha'avim v'nedudim af b'chayim." But beyond that is what's included in the Yisr. Like the Gemara says in Moed Katan, "Asor lahis abel al nefesh yoser midai." More than what is appropriate. That's what this Yisr is about. Going beyond what is accepted behavior. Aval shenashchis gufeinu, back to the chinuch, v'nekalkel atzmeinu kishotim, to injure ourselves, to hurt ourselves like fools, lo tov lanu, v'lo derech chachamim v'anshebina, himen amaisa hamon hanashim, v'chusa those who don't understand ma'ase Hashem v'niflosav. Says the Eben Ezra, right here on the Pasuk, a take-home Eben Ezra, al tisko to do. You have to look at, as many mefarshim say, this mitzvah is introduced with Banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. That already sets the tone for the reason of the Isser. You are children of Hashem. V'lochein, achar she'teidu, she'atem banim l'Hashem, v'hu ohev eschem yoser me'ha'av. He loves you like a child. L'chein al tiskodedu al kol ma she'yaseh. Do not wound yourself on what he does. Ki kol asher yaseh l'tovu. Everything from Hashem is for the good. And if you don't understand it, like children, young children, don't understand everything their parents do. They'll trust them. What are you doing, Dad? What are you doing, Abba? Understand that. Hashem is one who loves you, and he's a father, and realize that he's doing this all for you. This is the Klei Yakar and the Arachayim HaKadosh. Also, echo the words of the Eben Ezra, because you have this special relationship, special Ashkacha Pratis. You have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is specifically and very privately related in each of your lives, and therefore not to go overboard. The Rav Pinkus also here says beautifully, as he describes Lochain, he says, Yisod Isser Gedida, Mipnei She'adam Achotecha Tichos Mibsaro, Morer She'chayav Einam Chayim, B'li Ha'av Ameis. Somebody's injuring themselves and cutting themselves, it's basically they're saying it's not worth living anymore. That's it, it's finished, I want to cut myself, I want to hurt myself. It's not worth living anymore. Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. No matter what happens, you're Banim. And that's what we say, Hamakom Yenachem Eschem. What's Hamakom? It's different for you now, that's true, talking to the Avel. But from Hashem's point of view, it's unchanged. He's still with you. He still has the same relationship with you. Hamakom, b'chinas hamakom hu b'chinas hadavar she'eino mishtaneh mipnei ha'ma'oraos b'zeh menachemim es ha'avelim v'omrim lehem bein k'shiyesh lachem es ha'avichem bein k'shu eino lo ishtaneh davar sh'ay banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. And when we could be mischazik ourselves with this realization that even during our loved one's lifetime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really the one that was behind it. The avuro in hevdel biyacholas lasis gamis matzavi gam lulei ames az baha nechama. Then the nechama comes, and they say, he quotes, when the Chafetz Chaim was nifter, one of the gedolim said, the Chafetz Chaim isn't with us anymore, but the God of the Chafetz Chaim is still with us, and therefore we have to realize that banim atem l'Hashem l'kechem and hamakom, the makom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unchanged. Good. The others, again, similar idea, the Klei Yakar and the Rechaim, I mentioned them before, but really their emphasis is that the person is not lost. He's just somewhere else. Like a father who sends a child somewhere, and he's in a different area right now, he doesn't cry, it pains him a little bit, but he's somewhere else. So too, that is what we believe. The person is somewhere else now, and therefore we have to realize that there should be a limit to our sorrow. There has to be a limit to our sorrow. It's teva, obviously, to cry, but there has to be some type of limit. And just to end this section with a Darkei Musar, unbelievable Darkei Musar, Rav Naiman, who says one time he went into Rav Moshe Rosenstein, the Mashgiach of the Lumji Yeshiva, and he saw he was giving a little bechina to a child in elementary school, and he asked him, "Whose child is this?" And he whispers in my ear, "Yelet shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu." And I realized, Shani Vehavinbi, and he realized, what kind of answer is that? I was asking the kid's name. And he says, what? If I would have told you he's Chaim's child or Shmero's child, then you would have known whose child it is. But now that I told you it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's child, you don't know? He says, every child is the child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes, Gisha Zos Liyad Yisrael, realizing that every child is Hashem's child. Tzricha Lios the Rosh Yeshiva, Lamora, Lamachanich, Lamadrich. Shemalami Torah, Umachanech Yiladim Shel Melech Malchem Lachim Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's the attitude that we have to have. Badim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. Every child is Hashem's, and that was Rabbi Preda's kavana and his motivation. As we know, where he taught the Talmud 400 times, the Gemara Maseches Erevin. That's how it has to be looked at. They tell over that the Saba from Slobodka, Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, he used to fast when he saw Talmud wasn't having Hatzlacha in his learning. He used to fast for him. Because he knew, he felt it was his. It was his child. And he continues and says, well, Mashiach's going to come. Is every Rebbe going to be able to teach Bezman HaMashiach? There's going to be so many Rebbeim. You're going to have to have certain Zuchuyos, he says. So one of the great Zuchuyos is one if one had this attitude, that every child is a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every Jew, every Yehudi Pashut. We've mentioned this in the past, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Sa'ara, that the Rashi in Parshas Shmos, that Moshe Rabbeinu would not nurse from a non-Jewish woman because Asa L'Dabar Mashchina, that's quoted in Yaradei and Shulchan Aruch. Now, if it's at all possible, a Jew shouldn't nurse from an Isha Mitzris because of, just quotes that halacha. So ask the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, what do you mean that's the halacha? That's for Moshe Rabbeinu, Asa L'Dabar Mashchina. That's for every Jew? Yeah, because every Jew is a potential Moshe Rabbeinu. Every Jew is a potential direct Son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we have to have that attitude. Banim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. But that's why we also have to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. He's always our Father, no matter what happens in life. Good. And he quotes the Ramban that we mentioned before, that Aser is being Mis'abel Al Hameis Yosemidai. There is a problem. There is a Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. The Gemara tells us, at the end of the seventh parak, at the end of Arba Misos, the Gemara says that when Rabbi Eliezer died, Rabbi Akiva went out, and he injured himself. Hayamake bibsaro ad shedamo shotes la'aretz. Gemara Sanhedrin Samaches. He was hitting his flesh until the blood was coming out. And he pasak ala b'shur v'amar avi avi rechav yisrael parashav. And he quoted the pasuk from Eliyahu. So he was hitting make bibsaro. Say, ask Tosfos. It's an iser. It's today's avera. Losis go to do. V'umishum seret la'nefesh, says Tosfos. Like, no problem. There's no iser here. Why? Demishim Torah ka'avid. Because he wasn't doing it because of Rebbe Eliezer himself, he was doing it because of the Torah of Rebbe Eliezer. Kida Amar Harbe Ma'os Yeshli Ve'ainli Shulchani Lahartzol Son. I have so much money, I don't have a money changer though. That's Tosfos. Tosfos says, for the Torah shiny. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch and those bays, he quotes the various Rishonim that deal with this. He quotes Tosfos in Yevamos, Yud Gimel gives another answer that maybe there's a difference between Srita and Maka. He was only hitting, and the only Isser is Srita. But he quotes this Deah too, and he suggests that Torah is just like the Chinuch said, that only Mace and Avodah Zarah Daraisa, and the other things are not. So here too, this is a different reason, and therefore it's not a Daraisa. The only problem, though, he notes is that, is it at least Asa Darabanan? The Chinuch says it's still a davar nimas biyoser umuchuar v'aser. Rabbi Akiva wouldn't have violated that unless you say that this is different than the other ones. This isn't tava svina. This is the Torah, and it is something to mourn about. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is quoted. Rav Pinkus quotes him in a number of times, both in his commentary on Chumash and in Shar Mitfila. He quotes about, so why did Rabbi Akiva do it? He had such yeush. Why did he do it? He says it must be banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. Hainu, usually b'misha chova ba'atzmo k'Hashem eis korvo. If we wound ourselves, we're showing because we're missing a car of my life isn't worth living. But Rabbi Akiva is different because he's saying without the Torah, my life isn't worth living. That's the emphasis. That's why it's okay. He's not saying life isn't worth living, but without the Torah, life isn't worth living. He said that's why. And if Rabbi Akiva had plenty of Torah himself. And if Rabbi Akiva, the great Tana, mourned so harshly for the Torah of Rabbi Elazar that was lost, how much more so when we mourn of all the Tanoim and all the Rabbanim that aren't with us? We have to realize the loss that's here and the try to fill the void and fill the vacuum that is left. But that is Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. There is an unbelievable thought of the Achronim that the Shar Mitzvah Balacha quotes from the Darkei Tshuva, right there in the Gemara Masechah Sanhedrin, where he quotes, we have a mitzvah, we know, to tear a beged. Mitzvah of Kriya, whenever there is a niftar. Why do we do that? Okay, it's a sign of mourning. But maybe the point is, he quotes from the Darkei Tshuva, Ha'inyin shakaran begadil al kolmeis hu inyin tanchumin. It's really supposed to be nechama to the avel, that only the outside is ripped, but the inside is still whole. The guf might have died, but the neshama is going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The neshama is perfect, and that's why we rip a beged, an external. Demeis rak haguf shu alavush, aval haneshama. Odena b'chayi olam haba, v'lachin karen ha-beged lahoros, shelo novad me'itadu be'emes. He's not really lost. Only the outside, the physical, the out. Rak misha nikra lo malbusho, aval ha'adam kayam. That's it. And he says that's the problem with sfera lanefesh. When we injure ourselves, the body, it's as if it's saying that there's something inherent that's, we're still here, our body's still here, we're injuring it, like a pneumius is lost. That's the problem. That's the message behind this Aveira. And he says, "I, Rabbi Akiva, maybe there is because Torah is our Panemius. And if we lose the Torah, we lost part of the Torah that was in the world that is Panemius. That's why he was able to do it. Obviously, not to be done today. But Rabbi Akiva, Zedavka b'adam sheino nitzrach kol kach letzibur b'inyani shamayim. Mashen kein b'adam ha-nitzrach lo sagi b'kriyas ha-beged tokam b'pnimiusenu chasar lono ba'ora v'chakmas ha-Torah." So that is a beautiful thought about the mitzvah of Kriya in general and how it relates the Isser of Kriya of your body and the mitzvah of Kriya of one's beged. Good. Continues the Sefer HaChinuch. Midini HaMitzvah. Mashar Amar Zichrono Levracha, as we know, he quoted this already, if somebody gives themselves a mark, Shasorit Alameis, Chayav Lachol Sritu, Sritu, Malchus Achas. Every mark, I'm Chayav another Malchus, as long as I got Hasra'a between each mark. And the Gemara learns out also, if there's five Mason, that I'm Sorit, so I'm five Averis. But then he quotes the whole second half of Lo Sisko to do, which is much discussed in the Gemara and in the Rishonim. And that is, of course, lo siskodadu, lo saasu agudos agudos. Don't make yourselves into different groups. And he quotes this from the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, ki ardoshu zachanun levracha bechal atzarazu, shalayu shnei batidinim bi'ir achas, zenoig b'minag echad v'zenoig b'minag acher. Two batidinim, one sitting, they each do different minhagim. Shadavar zegaran lamachlokas. This is what we lead to terrible machlokas. Interesting, the Mesillas Yesharim also writes, maybe this is why Beishamay and Beis Hillel is a more chamor machlokas than others. The Gemara says, Beishamay, B'machon Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah. Beishamay is totally rejected. I wanted to, one of them says it by any other Shita. Because here there are two different groups. And if a whole group might be accepted by certain Jews, so then, agudos, agudos. The worry is agudos, agudos. Interesting, the Rama also writes this. The Rama in his Hakdama to Darkei Moshe. I've quoted this before. The Rama writes that he was in the middle of writing his Darkei Moshe. He was in the middle of writing a commentary, that was going to be a Shulchan Aruch. And all of a sudden, he gets in the mail a copy of the Shulchan Aruch from Rabbi Yosef Cairo. And the Rama says to himself, I have one of two choices. Either I could continue writing my own Shulchan Aruch, or I could take the Shulchan Aruch of Rabbi Yosef Cairo and just add on my Hosafos and my Ha'aris, where Ashkenazic custom is different. And he chose the latter because he says, I don't want Am Yisrael becoming Agudos Agudos. Lo sisko dedu. That is the Gavlus of the Rama and the Anava of the Rama. It's quoted in the Hakdama to the Darkei Tshuva, Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe on the tour. But either way, we have the Isra of Lo Sisko to do, that there shouldn't be different groups in one area, and the Chinuch, though, adds that this only applies if there is She'ein Isra Zeh, Ela B'chabur Acha Shacholken, if there's one group that splits and splits, and there's Shaveh B'chachma. But, Shnei Bati Dinim, if you have two different Bati Dinim that are Shaveh B'chachma, they come from two different sources, then there's no Isra of Lo Sisko to do. That last principle is very halacha lamaisa. Again, this comes up in many places. The most common, most public one probably is what we just had, tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Are you allowed to have one minyan with people wearing tefillin and people not wearing tefillin? In Eretz Yisrael, the minyan is not to wear tefillin, period. And therefore, if somebody wears tefillin, nobody wears tefillin but for Hesya in Eretz Yisrael. If somebody wears tefillin, they're generally asked by the Mara D'Asra to, maybe if you want to do that, you should wear it in, if you're a visitor from Chutz Laretz, you should do it in private. But what about in Chutz Laretz, where there's Minhagim Lakan and Lakan, so if Sturbach writes in at least two Tshuvos, that no problem, because this is like Shnei batei dinim, two different batei dinim, and everybody knows there's basis for each of these in the Shulchan Aruch. Amnam Nira, he writes in Chelek Aleph, Simon Mem Dalid, Nira Medina in Lachush Kayom, but Batekresio Shalanu, Kishtiblach. Le'Israel loses go to do. Shelefnim beYisrael b'chol ir mina kavua kvidas aposkim sheasra oitiru ukeshem mishane paritz geder v'gorei machlokes. Aval hayom acharei achurban hanora after the Shoah she's kaptu maat mikol makom hiskimu kulam. Everybody has their own minhagim. Every place where Jews are is really a melting pot, and therefore one doesn't have to worry about loses go to do in terms of tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Rav Moshe also, just to give you two examples, again, this is all over the poskim, just two examples. Rav Moshe has one tshuva in Aruch Chaim Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Tes about Yemei Svira. Could you have one city where different people are keeping different Sviras? The first half of the Svira, second half of the Svira, Vechulu. So Rav Moshe says, let me tell you a Chiddush. I think there's only one minhag of Svira. The minhag is 33 days. How exactly it's figured out? That's all. It's all one minhag. It's all one minhag. Amazing chiddush. That's why Moshe says you can switch back and forth every year. What other minhag could you do that? But that's where Moshe's chiddush. L'chein amina davar chada shelashlosha haminhagim hein mechshavim l'minhag echad de'ikar minhag shetzorach l'isabel lamed gimel yom im shabaso shebeneim vein chiluk. Which ones? That's not considered losis go to do. And that's what he says. B'New York u Brooklyn shekala minhagim mikala ola misnu. This minhagim from everywhere. There is no problem. The other example given in Rav Moshe, he has again, it comes up sometimes. If you're in a place, the first half of the tshuva is about, if you are learning or you're standing and the tshiva is saying Yud Gimel Midos, do you have the chiyuv to say it? Right? It comes up, Slichas time. Right? What happens if you're in one minyan and you davened already, v'chulu, there's a chiyuv to say Kedusha or Baruchu when you hear it. What about Yud Gimel Midos? Says Rav Moshe, nowhere. I don't think there's a source for this. But everybody does it, says Rav Moshe. So it must be a minhag tov, and you should do it, Rav Moshe says. The unbelievable anava of Rav Moshe also. Mistama yesh lem makar hazeh. I don't know, it says Rav Moshe, but mistama there's a makar for saying the Yud Gimel Midos. Maybe the more tzibur saying it, the more rachamim Hashem is going to give us, and therefore you should stop learning to answer the Yud Gimel Midos. But the last paragraph he says, what if you already davened and they're saying it? Or, let's say you daven Ashkenaz, and you're in a place that's davening Svard, and everybody's saying Yud Gimel Midos, says Rav Moshe, Vada, you should say it with them. Just say it with them. And therefore, he says, you shouldn't be Mishan in the Minhag. And in the last six lines of the Tshuva, six words, V'gam ulai ika gamishon losis go to do. Maybe it's an issue of losis go to do. And therefore, Rav Moshe says, you should say it with them when they say it. It also has to do with, let's say, by Vuhurachum, if you're in a tzibur that says, some people say the Nefilas Apayim first or second. Again, depending on the context of the shul, is everybody doing one way and I'm doing the other way, then it can be an issue. If different people are doing different things, then it's less of an issue. Again, this is the second half of Losis Go to do. And by the way, the Netziv says, this also comes from Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, and therefore, you shouldn't be split up into groups. Siblings usually have one minhag. This Isser applies, as the Chinuch ends off, B'chol Makom, B'chol Zman, B'zacharim, U'binakevis. Okay, we'll stop here.